Washington. This is VOA News. Fight over Kobani continues. Hong Kong cancels talks with protesters. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States military says Kurdish militias are in control of most of the Syrian city of Kobani, located on the Syria-Turkey border. The city has been under attack by militants from the Islamic State group. The assessment comes amid intensified U.S.-led airstrikes on IS targets in and around the city. U.S. NATO officials are holding talks in Turkey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Turkey's contributions to fighting the militants are ongoing.
Turkey being a strong nation itself, having a strong army itself, of course also have great capability itself to defend itself, but we will always be ready to support Turkey.
Australia's military says its warplanes conducted their first airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Hong Kong authorities have canceled talks with pro-democracy protesters occupying parts of the city after they vowed to step up civil disobedience. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
The city's top civil servant, Carrie Lam, says the protesters were not acting in good faith by threatening to expand a two-week demonstration occupying parts of Hong Kong. Thursday evening, Lam, Hong Kong's chief secretary, called off the talks that were set for Friday. Leaders of the major groups organizing the occupation in the afternoon declared a new wave of civil disobedience. They vowed to step up pressure on the government for constitutional change and urged the public to rally at a central protest site. Daniel Scharf, Hong Kong.
India's defense minister is warning Pakistan against launching what he calls unprovoked attacks on Indian-controlled Kashmir. At least 9 Pakistani and 8 Indian civilians have been killed in the recent skirmishes. This is VOA News. A top U.S. health official says Ebola is the biggest world health crisis since HIV/AIDS. Dr. Thomas Frieden spoke Thursday at World Bank headquarters in Washington during a meeting on the Ebola outbreak that has crippled 3 West African nations and been detected in several other countries. Dr. Frieden of the Centers for Disease Control predicted the fight to wipe out the disease will be a long one because the virus keeps changing. He said the only outbreak he has seen resembling the current one is AIDS. The World Health Organization says Ebola has killed almost 3,900 people overall in the current outbreak. A suicide bomber killed at least 42 people in Yemen's capital in an attack apparently targeting an anti-government demonstration by Shiite Houthi rebels. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing Thursday in the Tahrir Square section of central Sana'a, which the rebels have controlled since last month. In southern Yemen, a suicide car bombing also killed at least 20 soldiers. The prime minister of the Palestinian Authority is on a 2-day reconciliation visit to Hamas-controlled Gaza to assess the destruction caused by the recent conflict with Israel. VOA's Scott Bob has details from Jerusalem.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah presided in Gaza over the first cabinet meeting of his unity government since the conflict 7 years ago between the Fatah movement that dominates the authority and the Hamas group that controls Gaza. Mr. Hamdallah and his delegation from the West Bank visited several neighborhoods that were severely damaged by the 50-day conflict in July and August between Israel and Hamas-led militants in Gaza. He said the huge destruction and human suffering in Gaza reminds Palestinian leaders of their responsibilities and obliges them to end their split and start reconstruction. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A Franciscan priest and 20 Christians abducted by a militant group in northern Syria earlier this week have been freed. Roman Catholic officials in Jerusalem confirmed that Father Hanna Jalouf was freed Thursday, 4 days after he and the parishioners were taken from the village of Kenaya near the Turkish border. The church says the kidnappers were fighters linked to the al-Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde says a global economy is facing, in her words, the risk of a new mediocre, where growth is low and uneven. Lagarde offered her assessment of the world's economic fortunes to international financial leaders at the annual IMF and World Bank meetings Thursday in Washington. French novelist Patrick Modiano won the 2014 Nobel Prize in Literature for his lifelong exploration of the Nazi occupation and its effect on his country. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.